3 days to go to voting here in the local European and Limerick mayoral elections. Over 4 weeks to go to voting in the North and Britain in Westminster elections. The first TV debate between the leaders of the Labour and Conservative parties takes place tonight on ITV. The Conservatives say today they'll cap migration if they return to government, but won't say at what level. The new Reform Party leader Nigel Farage says he will be a bloody nuisance. Lucy Fisher is with us. She's Whitehall editor of the Financial Times. Nigel Farage's entry into this general election, unexpected. Is he sucking up much of the oxygen of the campaign today, Lucy?
Well, you can say that again. Absolutely is the case. You know, hundreds of voters turned out in Clacton, where he appeared on the pier with a microphone, his press officer carrying a speaker on top of his head. It had all the sort of gonzo vibes of the old kind of UKIP, circus that he used to lead ahead of the EU referendum. And there was certainly a big buzz around Nigel Farage today after his plot twist yesterday, which, has really dented morale in the Tory campaign, which was already pretty low.
The TV debate tonight, which won't have Nigel Farage in it, what's likely to happen here? Because originally Rishi Sunak was looking for a debate a week.
Well, that's right. And often that is the case, that the underdog seeks to have as many rounds as possible, chances to try and reset the narrative. There's a lot riding on it in one sense for Rishi Sunak, because he really has only two big levers left to him to try and change the dynamic of this campaign. One is the debates and one is the manifesto. That said, he is coming from so far behind, an average of 21 points, according to the FT's poll tracker. It really is a huge mountain to climb. And as well as Nigel Farage entering the fray yesterday by announcing he's going to retake the reins as leader of Reform and stand in Clacton, where many pollsters predict he will now win that seat from the Conservatives, we also saw a major MRP detailed constituency by constituency poll from YouGov last night, which suggested the Tories are on track for their worst result since 1906. So it's all looking pretty bleak for him. I think what we will see is the Prime Minister making a lot of ad hominem attacks against Keir Starmer, because the one chance left to him is to try and sow the seeds of doubt in the voters' mind about Keir Starmer, in the hope that they will stick with the devil they know, as strategists tend to call the kind of campaign he's waging.
That poll that suggested that some senior ministers may lose their seats, are some of them genuinely worried today? Did I hear that one of them rang into Sky News in the middle of an interview?
Well, that is correct. Grant Shapps, the Defence Secretary, perhaps not realising that the Sky News journalist was up on air and was going to answer it live, was told he was being put on speakerphone live on the channel, after which he promptly hung up. But he's one of just a number of MPs, including Jeremy Hunt, the Chancellor, Gillian Keegan, the Education Secretary, Alex Chalk, the Justice Secretary, Michael Gove, the Levelling Up Secretary, who are odds on to lose their seats or facing a toss-up race with one of the challenger parties, either the Labour or the Lib Dems.
Lucy Fisher at the Financial Times, thank you.